You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 16th show. I am committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to my show. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com to ask any questions or get connected with the guests that I have on the show today. In studio right now, Danny Connor, president of Connor Remodeling and Design, and we're going to be talking about monetizing your home. Danny, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Thanks for having me.
And a little bit about Danny. Danny Connor has been helping greater Seattle homeowners transform their homes through remodeling since 1980, realizing that there was often a gap between the design clients brought him and what they could afford. He helped pioneer the design build service in the early 1990s. He founded his company with the goal of establishing a home remodeling and construction business that treats its customers with dignity and respect. Remodeling has been Denny's lifelong passion, and there's nothing he likes better than shaping homes to fit the owner's lifestyle. He has served as chairman of the Remodelers Council, has been named Remodel of the Year by Master Builders Association of King and Snohomish Counties, was awarded Remodeling Big 50, and has earned Certified Aging in Place Specialist and Certified Graduate Remodeler designations from the National Association of Home Builders. Denny has also studied naturopathic medicine and has degrees in psychology and interfaith ministry. So, Danny, we're talking today about monetizing your home, which I would imagine that that could be a beneficial conversation for a lot of homeowners out there. So what does it mean to monetize your home?
Well, basically, Tina, it's finding ways to make money with your home. Mm-hmm. Usually we just think of our home as a place to live and be day to day, and we just think about our costs that it takes to stay there, paying the mortgage, paying the taxes and whatnot. Monetizing your home is a way to looking at different ways that you can make some money to help pay for that mortgage, help pay for the increase in property taxes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, with the increase in property value, definitely goes an increase in property taxes. And I'm glad to have this conversation because I know that there are some homeowners out there that actually use their home for a cash machine and whole different topic. So we're going to talk about getting your home to make money for you rather than using the equity and spending that money on other things, which could be another show. So, Danny, what are some of the ways that you can get revenue from your home?
Well, there's a lot of Airbnb, vacation rentals is in the news quite a bit. That's clearly one way to go about it. That can involve anything from developing an accessory dwelling unit in your home and renting that out, or just home sharing and sharing a part of your home.
Yes.
So there, accessory dwelling units can be developed within your home, or there can be detached dwelling units on your property. There's certain rules that you have to follow to develop those things.
Yes.
But those can be used for long-term rental or vacation rental. There are people that are sharing rooms with other homes, and there's websites like Roomster.com for people to find a room to share. My daughter's actually checking into that right now herself as a way to save some money. And there's quite a few places out there. It's astounding how many people that are willing to share a room in their home, which is great, especially for people where the kids have grown and they moved on and they have extra bedrooms. And it's a way to help the empty nesters make additional money if they want to share their home, or if somebody is one partner's passed away and it's a single individual staying in the home, they want to stay in their home, they can share that.
Yes.
And possibly get some help around the house as well.
There you go. It could be multiple benefits. So you talked about ADU and DADU. Can anyone in Seattle build a SAT?
You know, there's guidelines for pretty much. In Seattle, I don't know the rules as well on the east side. But in Seattle, you have to have an additional parking space unless you're in a designated area for growth, like in Ballard, for example.
Okay. Well, that can be challenging in Seattle with that extra parking space.
It can be. Uh-huh. And that's a hurdle that we have clients that come to us that want to develop an ADU or a DADU, the DADU, detached, separate building. And so you just have to figure out ways to accommodate parking. And there's some creative ways you can accommodate that. But, yeah, so an ADU, I think if it's attached, it can be close to 1,000 square feet. If it's detached and not part of the house, it would have to be smaller, I think, a footprint, maximum footprint of 450 square feet, but you can make it two stories.
Okay. So if you were building as an attached or a detached dwelling unit, what are the costs associated to that? I know it probably varies quite a bit.
Oh, it varies a lot. Yeah, yeah. If you're creating something from scratch, if you have, we designed one for a backyard in West Seattle. It had a very large lot, and we were designing for the remodel on the home, as well as this accessory dwelling unit in the backyard. And she decided, well, she wanted to do the home remodel first, and so the accessory dwelling unit will happen later. You know, that's probably in the range of $250,000, give or take.
Okay.
You can do something in your home for, again, gosh, a lot of people are making use of their basements. And
which is a great idea.
Yeah. And if you're actually creating an accessory dwelling unit, it has to have a separate entrance. You can't come through your house and then down into the basement. It has to have its own separate exterior entrance. There's several other rules about ceiling height. We have had basements where we had to dig them down or raise the house up to get that height.
Okay.
That definitely costs a lot more.
Of course.
But maybe $150,000 to renovate a space in a basement to accommodate a ADU.
Yeah, okay. And I know that there's been a lot of changes. I mean, the Airbnb, it really took off, and it took off pretty quickly as far as a way to make additional income by having people come in and live in your property, especially in the Seattle, because it's such a popular place for people to come visit. So what rules have changed around that? And are there, with the rules, are people grandfathered in? And because I know there's been a lot of,
you know,
updates.
That hasn't actually settled out yet.
It hasn't.
Okay.
What are some of the things that are on the list of possibly?
Well, one of the things that...
Because I know it has to be owner-occupied, right?
Yes.
It has to be your primary residence.
If it's an ADU, if you're developing an ADU in your home, then you have to live in part of the home.
Okay.
You can live in the smaller dwelling unit, the accessory dwelling unit, and rent out the bigger part of the house.
What about for Airbnb?
Airbnb. You know what? The Airbnb... you don't have to have an ADU. You can just share part of your home.
Okay.
It's always good to consider safety features. There are no rules per se yet about fire egress safety, for example.
Okay.
For Airbnb, there are regulations that Seattle is considering to limit the number of homes or apartments that are condominiums that are taken off of the long-term rental market, going to vacation rental because it's competing with the long-term rental.
Yeah, makes sense.
But there are a lot of people, anybody that's probably already converted to have renting their apartment or their condominium or their home as a vacation rental probably would get grandfathered in.
You think so?
But that's still to be determined.
Yes, yeah. Always changes going on, especially in the Seattle market. So who should consider this?
Gosh, you know, anybody that wants to get up on their mortgage a little bit, you know, help to pay off some debt, help to pay off those student loans if they actually have gotten that first mortgage and they want to pay off those student loans. For people that want to stay in their home, aging in place, and they love it there, it's a great way. Vacation rental, Airbnb, VRBO, or just developing an ADU so that they can stay in their home and make some money that will help pay for, you know, the property taxes are going up along with the property values. and people have equity in their homes now where they can afford to do some of those extra things. So anybody that wants to help, you know, my wife and I rent the, we developed an ADU in the basement of our house, and that actually is part of our retirement plan.
Yes.
Is to have that rental income.
Yeah, and it's a really good plan, and that's it. You know, the great thing about real estate, like any other investment, is you've got an opportunity that you can actually bring someone in to help pay for that asset. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with your stocks and bonds.
No.
So how do you see, are there creative ways that you're seeing that people are able to pay for an ADU? Because the numbers that, you know, we're talking about, it's a substantial amount of investment in order to build out so that you have this income potential. So what are some ways that you're seeing your clients come up with those resources?
Sure. Well, people are using savings or stock, home equity line of credit. Remodeling construction loans are a great way to go because you can borrow against the future value of the house because the house is going to be worth more. You're developing more square footage that's
finished.
If
you're listening, we have one at Gateway Mortgage. It's a great product.
It's a great
product. Shout out there for myself. Why not?
Good for you. Yeah. So there's many ways to come up with that money.
Yes. Yeah. Where can a homeowner go if they want to get started and explore these options?
Well, you know, if somebody's looking at home sharing, they might do some research on Airbnb and look at houses or looking for apartments or rooms that are available in their neighborhood just to get an idea
for
of how
comparison.
Much how much they might
Makes
be
sense.
Able to get if they rent part of their home. If somebody's wanting to just share a room, and they might go to a website like Roomster.com, or I think there's a home share. Just Google home share, and you find some options. You get some ideas of how much you could get by sharing a bedroom or a bedroom and a bathroom. If you want to develop an accessory dwelling unit, then you want to talk to somebody that has some experience with that, and architect, design build company like ourselves.
Yes. So, Danny, are there companies that you can hire? Like if you've got a rental property and you want to have a rental management, a management company take care of that, are there companies like that that are available to help and assist for the screening and making sure that you're getting, you know, the right person in your property?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And my wife takes care of all of that.
Oh, that's
and so
wonderful.
I'm not so in touch with
it. We'll give a shout out for her.
Shout out to Michelle. She's my sweetheart.
That is awesome. So as we're wrapping up time here, Danny, are there any other suggestions that you have for my listeners if they're considering using some of these ideas that you've shared in monetizing their home and bringing in some income?
Sure.
Any suggestions?
Well, just do some research on it first to see how much you think you can bring in. And you want to weigh out the cost of developing the space as versus how much money you can make from it. It's developing an ADU or a detached ADU is a pretty significant investment. So that's going to have a longer return investment, but it's worth looking at.
Yeah. So the advice, you heard it from Danny, is really do your research and make sure you get connected with the right people. And again, that's what the show is all about. And that's why I'm here for the Money Hour, is bringing in experts in all area of your finances so that you can get connected with the people that you need to make the right financial decision. Danny, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Enjoyed having a conversation with you.
Thank you, Tina.
And coming up next in the Money Hour, managing market volatility. I have Tony Sablon with Ultimate Wealth Strategies, New York Life, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.